Tonight, we discuss the reign of Memphis. How much of an asshole will he really be? We also discuss the next HOH. Could Janelle and Kacer possibly get a break? Or might they go home? We discuss all that, plus more. But first, please welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Hello. Hi, Fatty.
Tonight, will Adam remember to push record? Will he have erased the SD card? Has he remembered to accidentally press record the Zoom conversation? Find out on tomorrow if you get it in your podcast feed. If not, he didn't.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. There was a
Don't go through this again.
I'm not. Well, I was just going to say we always have stellar audio, but I think yeah, right. That was sarcasm.
Stellar audio was my drag name back in the 70s.
Oh, speaking of drag, have you seen the latest commercial for Big Brother?
No. Who, okay, commercial?
Well, that's a teaser. That's a teaser then.
Who watches commercials?
Oh my God.
I mean, everything is on it. You're like my parents. Do you even have a DVR? I need to introduce everyone.
I have a TiVo.
Okay. Well, that's a DVR. Let me introduce everyone. All I was going to say is our audio was even worse last week because I only had a Zoom recording. But anyway, let me go through the list. We are joined at the top of the tree this evening is Mike Lawson. Hello, Mike.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. And you have a new chair.
I do. I am sitting in a brand new chair, yes.
It is not a special chair.
It's not quite as special as Big Fatty's chair, correct?
That's correct. Just out of curiosity, Mike, have you ever taken part in use of a special chair?
No.
Okay.
Not in that special way, but what's weird is I have a chair that's made for doing handstands that probably could be used for purposes you might enjoy.
Well, there you go.
You got so into handstands that you bought a special handstand chair?
Adam, does wonders.
You're devoted.
Big Fatty's chair be used for handstands?
Oh, no, there's no handstanding on my chair. It's have a seat and enjoy.
All right. We're also, speaking of handstands and chairs, we're joined by Sam in the hinterlands. Hello, Sam.
Hello, everybody.
And her dog's butt.
Yes. And the rest of him as well.
Are you doing all right this evening?
I am. Are you?
Doing great. It reminded me, so when I saw your dog's butt earlier, it reminded me when my dog gets her bath every 2 weeks, they do what they call the sanitary haircut or whatever, the sanitary trim. And that means they trim around the butthole. And so then, and she's a long-haired dog, so when her hair gets bushy, you don't see anything. And then she comes back from the groomer, and when she's wagging her tail or whatever, you get the wink, you know. Anyway, all right. Good to see you. Speaking of the wink, we're also joined by Moose P. Hello, Moose.
How do I follow that? Gee.
Just lucky, I suppose.
Moose, do you still have bunnies?
I have one. Her name is Tess.
And do you see her her hole, you know?
No, as she's luckily not.
Around? How's your hole? Family.
Now, is she paper trained or litter trained?
She's litter box trained.
Ah, yes. I had a friend
very
in college
good about it.
Mm-hmm, who had a litter box bunny.
Oh, yeah. She's perfect in that. Never messes on the floor.
Let me do the next one. And speaking of litter boxes, we're also joined by Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
Yeah. Moose's bunny is litter box trained, which is more than you can say about Big Fatty.
So. That is correct. I am a good cup of coffee, and I am doing the 20-yard dash in record time.
I feel bad that the only butt that I've brought tonight is my own, so sorry.
But has it had the sanitary trim?
Not lately. I could use a good waxing, I think, but that's for another time.
Well, thanks. And speaking of a sanitary trim, we're also joined by Archer. Hello, Archer.
Hello. And I have to tell you that my stomach is so queasy right now.
Why?
All of these descriptions.
Oh, and, I thought it was because the convention was on.
Well, that's the other reason I was just going to say, because there's probably a national convention going on in my town.
You know, Archer, I was all excited because Mark and I may have mentioned this on Geeky Gay, so I apologize if I have, but Mark and I were going to do this wine tasting. So I got this email from my credit card saying, hey, we have these virtual wine tastings. And so they're going to have some sommelier on Zoom or something. And, you know, you go on and then, and you do have to buy the wine. And then I realized yesterday that I had passed the deadline for buying the bottles of wine. So I signed up for this thing and we were going to get, you know, oh, this has a nice finish of cement on the palate or whatever. And, you know, now we're not going to have the wine. So it's going to be pointless. But
I know you're going to miss that cement wine.
I only say virtual that wine tasting a little like ventriloquism on the radio.
Yes.
Could be. I do that. We do them all the time. My husband and I, we have one tomorrow night at 7:00. Yeah.
What I mean, no, I, okay. I mean to be a little mocking, but not really. How does it work?
Well, I think because a wine tasting, they're just describing, and we're not big wine enthusiasts, but you know, with COVID, like there's nothing, all we're doing is like sitting at home watching TV all the time. So I was like, oh, this sounds like something new that we've never done before, you know?
So everybody agrees to buy the same bottle of wine ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yes. Or more than one bottle.
So,
or send it to you if you're in the wine industry.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was just an ad for this website where they, I don't even remember the name of the website now, but there's a website where you go and they have the, you tell them what types of wines you like and stuff, and they'll put together a box for you and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But I missed the deadline, so I don't think, anyway, maybe.
They do that with women's clothing, too.
Yeah.
You tell them what
you do a wine tasting with women's clothing?
Well, no. You tell them what you like and they put a box together for you. There's like two or three services that offer that.
You know, Faye's always at the bottom. And he, you know,
that's because he's waiting for his box of women's clothing to arrive.
I mean, rightly so that he's at the bottom, but I'm all, so sorry,
I'm all
Faye.
Cleaned out too.
You
oh,
wait,
so you've had the
you've had your sanitary trim.
Well, we're gonna learn about bidets here in this.
Yes.
Episode.
Oh my God.
So,
see,
well, Adam can give us his personal experience story on a bidet, on how to use a bidet.
Well, we can talk about that when we get there. But I have thoughts on it. I do have thoughts on bidets, and I will save it for when we get to that part. But I definitely have thoughts. Are you doing all right? I know you said you have shaky internet.
Yeah. You know, I have a limit. I'm a mobile. I have no home right now, you know, as you know, you probably, most of you know that. So the internet service I subscribe to is through my cellular telephone, and I get a limit. I have 50 gigs, and then after 50 gigs, they have the option to throttle me. So I'm at my 50 gig limit, and I could be throttled. I'd
isn't
like it, to be
but
throttled.
But isn't that a, I was going to
no,
say,
you
isn't
won't
that
like
one of
with
your
a bidet?
Right. Oh.
But we'll see how the, how,
maybe you could,
how tonight's
maybe
audio
you could,
is.
Maybe you could sit on Mike's new chair as you were throttled with a bidet.
Well, one of our episodes, I had forgotten to plug in the computer to the wired internet and so into the wire. So I had to do a lot of editing because you guys were all like, until I figured it out and whatever. But I have now gotten fiber this week and the wire is connected. So it should all be good. It should all be good.
Well, yeah, how many of you listen to the show after the fact?
Oh, hell no.
Well,
I'm going to say, I don't listen to it, so I don't even know the audio.
I mean, I...
Because I was on it.
I edit it. And so I listen to it, sort of.
Okay. Yeah, I listen.
Well, we're all subscribed, though, right? So that we can have at least eight listeners.
Yes.
By the way, I might just add that Alex Lefebvre will probably not be joining us because it's past his bedtime.
Who?
When we record. Alex Lefebvre.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't know anyone by that name.
Professor.
Oh, okay. I've forgotten
Professor
all about
Lefebvre.
Him.
Okay. Well, however, he was watching Love Island tonight with his husband, who absolutely hates it and cannot. It's like going to a race, you know, a motor race. What is it? What are those car race car things?
NASCAR.
NASCAR. That's the one where you only go to watch the wrecks. You know,
right. Are the
it's kind of like riding with Faye. You know, you only get in the car so you can watch the wreck.
Or a monster truck rally.
Or hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Walmart.
Oh, Walmart. There you go.
How dare
okay.
You. Yes.
Let's talk about the show.
Going. Jeez. All right.
Just out of curiosity, does anyone have voluminous notes for tonight?
I do.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go back. Cast your minds back to Wednesday's episode, which is the veto competition episode. Memphis has nominated Nicole A. and David, right? Which he did so graciously. He's such a dick about it. You're at the big boys table now, or the adults table, or something like that, I believe.
You could have shortened that sentence. He's just such a dick. Yeah. But good at comps.
Okay.
You know, that's interestingly that you say he's good at comps, because now I don't think I've seen the season or seasons that he was on prior.
Oh,
but,
I haven't.
But I've, you know, they made a big deal out of the fact that his HOH was the first one that he had won. And so I was wondering to myself, if he never won an HOH, was he all that good at comps? And yet now he's won two in a row. And
well,
I'm
Archer
like,
and Mike, y'all are looking back at the old. Have you seen his season?
I have not seen that. I mean, I remember watching it when it originally aired, but I haven't rewatched it lately.
Okay.
Ditto.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm just like, wow, he never won an HOH and now he's won two and he's much older and I don't know. I don't know if he trained before this season or something, but.
But it may also be the others don't want to win. So they're throwing it, you know, so that they don't get a target on their back or blood on their hands.
Yeah.
Well, like he despite, did himself in a later thing.
Despite winning, like he's like playing a non-game too, right? He's, I don't want to do anything, he claims. So he's not. He's not using his wins to much advantage as far as I can figure out. So anyway, everybody is mad at Memphis because they wanted him to do better at, you know, I think they think the nominations were lame. Tyler says Memphis is lame. Tyler's mad. He's fighting for David.
Danielle was also upset at him. She made a comment saying that she did not like the way he was playing the game.
Right. Who said that?
Danielle.
Danny.
Oh, okay.
Danny.
Oh, yeah.
She's also starting to get a lot more time, I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this week she had more time. After last week, we said that we didn't even know if she was playing.
They listened to us. They're like, okay. But first, you know, they don't think she's getting enough time. We're going to edit her in some more. Yeah,
I think there's a. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, to your point that everyone was kind of mad at him. I do think, you know, there are basically two sides of the house. But it's funny to me though that they're classifying Janelle and Kaser as a side of the house. They're literally two people, and yet this whole three episodes or whatever, they're referring to them as that side of the house. Like, I mean, and it's, I'm like, wow, they must really be afraid of these two people. You know, they're like, oh my God. That was one thing I noticed, but they were mad at Memphis because they wanted him to take out a big target, which they thought was Nicole. And then the other side was mad because they wanted him to take out Janelle or Kaser, I think is how that worked. And so, yeah, everyone wanted him to make, and then everybody was just feeling bad for David. And I guess Nicole A, although nobody really seemed all that unhappy about her nomination, except maybe Janelle, because Janelle was friends with her. But anyway.
Well, Nicole A messed up on that because Janelle was genuine, you know, about liking her and, Nicole A. totally read it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, keep going.
Another problem is David is playing a very strange game. He's not showing any emotion. I think if he wants to gain some alliances or some friends in the game, he needs to be more vulnerable or appear more vulnerable, because he's playing this really hard stone face, close to the chest game. He's not telling anybody anything. I don't know if he's aligning with anybody except possibly Tyler. And his gameplay is really he's not doing very well.
Especially with the girls who are throwing him a bone, like Devon, when she tried so hard to talk to him and he was like not giving her anything, wouldn't, you know, join the game, I say, you know. Mm-hmm. She was very frustrated with that.
Mike Lawson, did you have something to say about that?
I'm just so disappointed by this, because I really wanted to like him. And it's like, I don't know, preseason he did good. And then once the season started, I guess that's a sports reference or metaphor or something. But it's just really disappointing. I feel like he's going to be really shocked when he watches back on the season, because I feel like he doesn't have any idea what's been going on. And this is all just going to blindside him. And it sucks that everybody keeps saying like, well, you know, we're big guys and he doesn't know what he's getting into. And because I feel like even a brand new player would be doing better than this. Like it really has nothing to do with how long he's been in the house. I feel like at this point, even a noob would be doing better than that.
Right. I think it's that's just him. That's just David.
But didn't he call himself a super fan or whatever?
Yeah.
After watching back, he said that now he's a super fan. First time around, he called himself like a novice.
Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't learn much as a super fan.
Okay, so let's move on. Janelle gives a pep talk to Nicole and then goes to Memphis and pumps up Memphis. Memphis boasts about teaching David a lesson. Oh, he's so misogynistic. Janelle plants a seed of doubt against Cody and Franny and Nicole Frangel. I'm now calling her Franny. And then there's this very nice moment between David and Nicole. Do you remember that? What were they talking? They were talking. I don't know, just like,
well, I remember at one point she was crying on his shoulder or something and saying she saying she didn't want to compete against him because, you know, he was her friend in the house and all this kind of stuff. And he said, you know, don't worry about it. Just, you know, do what you need to do and all that. I don't know if that was the conversation that you're talking about. And I remember,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And Mark turned to me and said, I think I'm turning into Fatty. I hate these scenes where people are crying.
Well, it's just that's all she does.
Yeah, I agree.
She's
I don't
not
like
playing
either.
A good game, right? Nicole A is kind of blowing it, right?
Well, wasn't there some discussion of her mental stability?
Yeah.
Here.
Well, last week you guys were talking about it, but I thought there was more to it.
I just saw that she was getting really emotional and people were talking about, there was like a campaign for people to kind of take it easy on her if she gets kind of voted out.
No, wait a minute. Are we talking about Nicole F or Nicole A?
Nicole A.
The one on the block currently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the redhead. Okay.
Redhead.
Yes, you're right, Mike.
The app had mentioned that she apparently was kind of wanting to leave, was not doing well with it, was all traumatized by being back in the house. I recall seeing some stuff like that skim by.
Julie Chen Moonves didn't see that, though. she went in hard.
Well, she had some Julie had some valid points, though. I mean, she's like... Anyway, we'll talk about that, and so I don't want to belabor it right now. No. I mean,
let's keep
spoiler
moving.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we got 3 hours to get through here, so let's get going.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Okay, we come back from commercial. Enzo talks about being a father, Kevin wants a baby, but he only wants a cocktail baby, and it has to be an in vitro baby, so I guess he's not having a baby. Oh, these gays in there. Oh,
wait, what's a cocktail baby?
Yeah, I want to know that too.
What's a cocktail baby?
They're both. So he has a husband. David,
oh,
has a husband.
Were they blessed?
They want to mix, shake it up.
Okay.
They
blast
shaker.
The native DNA out of the egg and they put their DNAs in instead or something like that. Yeah.
But the strongest guess there, what, you know, the mixture
and that's
of two.
But that's, go ahead, Big Fatty.
Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, also wants a cocktail baby, but in his butt.
You're going to get it.
I wouldn't mind being blasted, but not quite the same way. So.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, I should agree with you, Faye, but I feel like that's kind of the same situation as getting a stray dog or like a rescue versus, you know, buying one from a breeder. So since I bought a dog from a breeder, I can't really talk about cocktail babies.
Well, Kevin also mentioned the price, and they were talking about how expensive it was, and he was just like, well, I won't be having a baby then.
Yeah, breeder dogs are expensive as well, so I feel the pain.
Well, you're a 1%er, you can
right,
afford it.
Right.
Yeah. Breeder, right. I hardly know her.
I just want to say that the concept of mixing sperm together is the worst thing you can do, because the two different sperms battle each other and you end up with only, like, weak sperm in the end, and you could have a not very healthy baby.
Oh, sorry.
Faye prefers a single source small batch artisanal sperm.
Organic.
Sometimes fertilize multiple eggs, though, with the two sperms and then implant them both, FYI.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you. Okay, good.
Now, wait a minute. How do you know that?
I lived with people that did that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot. Yeah.
Wait, when you say they fertilize multiple and then implant them, do they pick the strongest, like only the strongest egg survives? Or like what? I mean, what's the,
yeah,
the one that attaches?
Culling.
Yeah. You might get multiple kids. That's why so many people that have those procedures have twins or triplets.
They have a head of household competition among the embryos. So, whoever wins.
So wait, so you're saying if one of the children turns out to be kind of the runt of the litter, so to speak, I mean, not to take this dog analogy too far, they just say,
get the coat hanger.
They say, you must have been the weak sperm. I don't know.
Okay, we're moving on.
All right.
Cody and Memphis are discussing their alliance and being discovered by Janelle. There's lots of veto talk. Okay, so because I hate Cody and Memphis, I think that's probably one of those two guys are going to win, because they are really turning me off. Yeah, okay. So we choose the veto competition players. Memphis picks out Ian. Nicole picks Tyler, and David picks Franny, being Nicole F. Frangel. The veto competition is the BB All-Star Wars. And there's this... what is this thing about Dirk Space Jammer?
That was punishment for...
The suite, the security suite.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't mind. Dirk Space Jammer was Ian's punishment.
Yeah, for the security suite, because
right.
Christmas took him to the security suite.
Oh, yeah. Right. And yes. So he had to dress up like some, it was like a Dirk Space Jammer is a character in a movie, and it was like based on Star Wars or something. And he had 56 different scenes he had to act out. And
how many of the eight of us knew what Dirk Space Jammer was?
I didn't.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, Chris did.
It's not.
Mike kind of knew.
What is it?
I don't know.
Chris? Well, it's not real.
It's not real.
It's just a pastiche ripoff of Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So this is not an actual.
No.
Okay,
no.
I was going to say, Chris knows something I didn't know. No, it's not real. So he had to act it out.
That's not surprising.
And then, how dare you. And it was annoying to everyone because people had to like help him out in his scenes. And but I will say this is the one time that I kind of enjoyed. So I kind of enjoyed the costume because I don't know. I thought he looked cute in that costume for some reason. I find Ian to be adorably attractive in some way. So
in a geeky way.
Yeah, more and more so as the season progresses. So I didn't mind seeing those scenes, even though normally I hate the costumes, but
the geeky way for the geeky game.
Right.
There you go.
All right. So let's move on to the veto comp. Sorry, I got confused there with that punishment. The veto comp, it's all starry night. Players stand on a platform, which is a star. They balance a ball on a giant paddle. It's a pretty quick competition. Well, actually, it goes for almost 30 minutes, but Nicole is out in 10 or 15 seconds. Nicole A, redhead.
Nicole A.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Do you have the details, Sam?
Oh, no, this is Wednesday's show. I didn't pick back up until Thursday.
Nicole okay. F. went out next, followed by Ian. Then David went out. Then Tyler. And the winner was Memphis.
Now, the only interesting thing about this competition that wasn't even really all that interesting was David decided that his strategy was going to be he was going to start yelling at one point because he thought he would throw Memphis off. And Memphis was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, he kept going, like, you know, and like he was going to drop it or something. And it was crazy.
Well, the others were saying the same things. Like, why is he?
I'm sorry. Did I throw you off?
No.
He went 27 minutes and 30 seconds, David did, because he dropped his ball because he was looking to see what Memphis was doing. Mm-hmm. And his ball fell off.
He's still at the kids' table. That's a rookie mistake.
But both those guys, Tyler and Memphis, they're pretty strong dudes, and they were having arm spasms and stuff. Like, you could tell that that was a difficult competition, right?
Did you enjoy that?
The arm spasms.
No, not particularly.
Apparently, those I've never personally. I've never tried to hold my arms up for 27 minutes, so I can't really say. But I think those endurance competitions must be very difficult and painful because they also do those a lot on Survivor, where you're having to hold something up by one finger, while balancing on a toe. Or something. So, yeah. I mean, they must be hard. 27 minutes seems like a long time for sure.
I'd give up quickly, I think.
What they need to do is...
Nicole.
What they need to do is to make a P90X Big Brother edition.
Oh.
Then Adam
that's true.
Yeah, then Adam would do it.
No, Tony Horton, as he's gotten older, has... More and more, he doesn't do any of the exercises. It really has nothing to do, but it's very annoying when the trainer is like walking around not doing the exercise. And then, anyway, he wouldn't be doing them.
Okay, so after the big competition here, then everyone's starting to pitch to Memphis what to do because he has now ultimate power. He is the HOH. He has the power of veto. He can take somebody down. Danny is telling him backdoor Janelle. And I don't know if you remember this conversation, but he was very pissed off that a woman was telling him that he should do such and such with his vote. Does anybody have any comments on this? No. Okay.
I want to know who
he's an asshole.
I want to know who's got a baby being murdered behind them.
It's me.
Oh, okay.
If someone would comment on this, I'll solve that problem. And kill the child.
I didn't understand. I didn't know that Faye had a child. So
evidently,
he has a cocktail baby. I guess.
Right.
Those RVs are parked pretty close together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have much of a comment to say about that other than it doesn't surprise me that Memphis would feel that way because he seems like that type of guy. I would hate to be an employee of his, you know.
He reminds me a lot of our friend from last season.
Oh, are you talking
Mickey?
The one and then had the horrible father.
Okay, so Cody wants Memphis to backdoor Kacer. So we come to the veto, the actual veto meeting, and Memphis is just up there. He's just about to say, I've decided to, and then they bust in with one of Ian's movie, Dirk Space Jammer movie scenes he has to do.
I love when they do that.
That was funny. That made
I just think
Memphis looks so annoyed as well. Did you guys notice like the look on his face? He's like, oh.
Because they've had enough of that. He's been doing it for how many ever days?
Oh, let me just tell you, the spoiler I have for this week about this week's punishment. Oh my God.
Okay. Anyway. So anyway, Memphis doesn't use the veto, and that's the end of that episode. Only took us 40 minutes.
Wait a minute,
now,
Julie wasn't on that one. Thursday is when she gave us her words of wisdom.
And again, so, it was not live.
Yes,
Thursday.
It is. It just doesn't have it on there, but she says on Thursday we'll have a live eviction.
She mean on Wednesday, she says.
No, she said that last Thursday when she was recapping the coming week. She says,
yeah, I missed that.
Tune in Sunday night, tune in Wednesday night, and then we'll have another live eviction next Thursday. So
okay.
As long as it's live to tape and they're not like editing out diary room eviction stuff, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's fun that it's not live. I just always remember seeing
the
live
West Coast anyway.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Everything's outside of Eastern is not. Well, I don't know. Central's live, I guess.
Okay. So it is the Thursday episode, episode 7, August 20th, the eviction, the air quotes live eviction. Go ahead.
Nothing. Nope. I just laughed.
Okay. Memphis has racistly nominated David and Nicole. Anybody pick up on the sliding drawers in the HOH coffee table? The HOH coffee table. Anybody see that?
No.
Nice coffee table. It's got like drawers that it appears to expand out the side. It's like it's really kind of cool. But there's drawers in it. Anyway.
It's not the kind of guy's drawers I usually pay attention to.
Right. Do they have matching bar stools? Adam's in the market for some nice bar stools. So I don't know.
Did anybody make any notes about Julie's dress on this episode?
Yes, I did indeed. She was much more casual than usual. She wore a red top, black pants. Looked very nice.
The top have a bow on it because she's been wearing things with bows on them.
No, and I was very glad. She also had interest. Was that the? Yeah, that was the episode with the interesting jewelry too. She had on like two interesting necklaces to go with the top. Moving on.
Okay, so people are mad that Memphis didn't do some backdooring. Either Nicole, Anthony, or no, Janelle for Nicole Anthony or something like that.
Janelle was mad at him for not backdooring Nick, and Nick was mad at him for not backdooring Janelle.
Chris from New Jersey from Tennessee was mad that he didn't backdoor him. So everybody was mad.
What a bunch.
Yeah.
Davon won't vote against African-American David, so she's going to vote out Nicole.
Well, she made it. I mean, I thought it was I believe her point was that an African American has not won.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I thought that was valid, you know, that she wants to help.
No.
I'm not saying that wasn't. But then
David gave her such weird answers to things.
Yes.
Wouldn't
he was being all coy.
Exactly. So she was like, well, I don't know if I can vote against him or not, you know?
Yeah. So it was as if she just kind of said, kind of was saying, like, I don't have a reason. And then he just fucking gave her a reason. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't Davon trying to get him an alliance?
Yes, with Bailey.
Yes.
And he basically said no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, he said, well,
didn't he also say he was already in an alliance and wouldn't tell him what he was, who was in it with him?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He didn't say
alliance, actually. He said some dumb thing.
He said, I've got something in the works.
That's it.
Oh, that's right. It. That's what he said. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Kacer seems to have figured out the commissioners, which is that giant alliance. There's 7 people with Cody and Memphis.
Can I just say, since you said alliance, I've been wanting to bring this up. We said at the beginning, either our first or second episode recording, but first this season, that maybe because it's an all-stars season, that we won't see these big, huge alliances and we'll have like little smaller alliances and it'll be more interesting. I mean, fuck if we don't have like a really huge alliance here, just like has been happening for the past, I don't know how many ever seasons we've been watching this. And I'm like, dang it. Can we have
all in that alliance anyway? Because it's so large. I think I'm missing.
It's like six.
I thought
everybody.
That's what I thought. I thought it was 6.
And then Janelle and Kacer. It's like, I mean, and the other thing. I mean, I guess the only interesting thing I could say is we're having all these multiple alliances that maybe I don't know if we don't normally hear about them, but like because you've got, and I don't know all the names of them, but you've got that alliance. But then they decided, Cody decided, or somebody decided that they needed to bring in Bailey and Davon. And so they went and made another side alliance called the, what, Sexy Six or the Slick, yeah, Slick like Six that. Or I don't know.
Oh, Slick Six.
Whatever it was. But, you know, and it's not even a real alliance, but they just wanted to pull Day and anyway. But it's mainly like this, the real alliance is like this big, huge thing that's got like Christmas and Danny and Cody and Memphis and Tyler and Nicole and
it's too many.
I'm like, oh God, guys, yeah. We have to have these biggie. Because then what'll end up happening if something doesn't change, we'll end up just having a big alliance picking off all the other people for the next month, you know, which is not interesting to me.
And poor Kacer this week tried to build a secondary alliance with Janelle, Bailey, Davon, and Kevin. So I never got whether or not any of those people agreed to work with him.
I don't think so, because Kevin seems to be the only one that isn't in an alliance.
Well, he thinks he's in an alliance with Tyler.
Well, they just have a final two.
Well, okay, final two.
So...
Okay, so we come back from commercial from much of that, and Nicole now has gotten her tits in a knot, and she's guns blazing for Janelle. That's Nicole A, right?
This has to be the stupidest gameplay I've ever seen in my life. Someone is literally going around campaigning for you, and you're like bitching them out.
Like, that's the question. Why did she feel like Janelle was going against her?
Because Nicole F tells Nicole A not to trust Janelle.
Oh, not to trust Janelle. Okay.
I have that in my notes. I don't know why I thought that was important at the time.
Because they stretched that out. They stretched that little angry Nicole A angry at Janelle thing a lot. And people were crying and it was just
Nicole was crying.
Right. Well, Janelle was upset too a little bit. Maybe not crying.
She was sad that Nicole A didn't trust her because she was trying to be legit.
Or she was crocodile tearing.
One or the other.
Janelle was. So should we go to the vote?
Absolutely.
Okay. We get the speeches. David goes first. I'm grateful to be here. I've spoken with you all. Something about
and I have a little something on the side worked up. No, just kidding.
Right. Nicole gives her speech and she talks about being a strong island and you must vote for your game. She says, Memphis, kudos for targeting me. Kudos to all the people who were in an alliance, and then everyone else, you should take some action.
So I,
yeah, she went all weird on that speech.
The fact that it was very confrontational, but the fact, or it felt confrontational, the tone or the mood, but it struck me that she said kudos for nominating me as if she was some strong player that he was taking out.
I was thinking, that was her point, right?
But I don't know. But I, was
she
her
was
point
being sarcastic?
Oh, do you think it was sarcasm? I thought she was being serious.
I thought so.
I thought she was being serious, and she's like, oh, kudos for taking me out, you know, that sort of
bless
thing.
Bless his heart.
She also gave a podcast shout out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, listen, find me on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Did not care for that.
But what's the name of her podcast?
I don't know. Reality.
But first.
Strong Island, I thought. I thought Strong Island was the name of the podcast, but I might have gotten that wrong.
I don't know. I think she has a couple. And she said, and all of you are going to come be on my podcast. She said that to all of them.
Right. And then she got called. Come on out. Get out here, Nicole.
But put your mask on and stand 10 feet away from me. Mm-hmm.
So wait, we don't have to go through all the votes, but I did want to say Janelle and Kaser ended up voting for Nicole to go, which I was really surprised by. And she got two votes, or two people voted for David to go. And those were
Enzo and Kevin.
And I was just really surprised that, you know, that Janelle and Kaser decided, I guess they just decided to go with the house. But I mean, it's obvious that they're being targeted by everyone else, so it doesn't really matter how they voted, I don't think.
Well, and if Janelle got her feelings hurt because she was being legit with Nicole and Nicole thought she was being phony, then there you go. She talked to Kaser and they said, okay, fine, we'll vote her out.
I mean, maybe.
Chris, Moose, do y'all have thoughts on any of that?
Really?
Okay.
Oh, not really. He said, okay.
Not really.
To Archer's point about Julie is 10 feet away, wasn't she 12 feet away last week?
Yes, I thought the same thing. That's why I remembered the 10. She was very specific. Make sure you stand 10 feet away from me.
She mentioned the number of feet. I don't even know why. Like
to let all of the public know that they are social distancing more than 6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Next week it'll be 8 feet.
Mark said, why don't they just get a big sheet of plexiglass and put between them, and then they can both sit in the same shot just with some plexiglass in between.
Poor Julie wanted to hug Nicole.
Yes.
Weepy little Nicole. There was a weird outro there.
But she did. She did call her out, because we talked about this at the beginning. So she called her out. As soon as she comes out, she's like, and I don't remember exactly what she, like, specifically
I'm
what she said.
Confused by your gameplay.
Yeah. I'm confused by your gameplay. Basically, why were you bitching out and, like, you know, the only two people in the house that were trying to, like, drum up, you know, support for you.
Support for you, yeah.
Yeah. And she was just like.
She also, Julie also ratted out that alliance, that 6-person alliance, too. I guess,
which is fine because Nicole's not going to the jury house or anything.
Right.
She's done.
Yeah.
Pretty definitively says that there's not going to be any kind of battle back or whatever. So.
Yeah. I was going to say that does kind of prove that. There's even been rumors that the cast members are getting paid like full rate because they're all stars. So they're getting paid like as if they last the whole season. So people were making up rumors about them getting back in the house. But like Chris said, I doubt that's going to happen if she's spilling the beans.
Well, and they'd have to do a lot of isolation for the whole COVID stuff. If they wanted to have a battle back, they'd have to make sure that whoever was off but not in the jury had to be sequestered somewhere and had to keep testing, and that's going to be a hassle. Yeah, I would bet.
Yeah, but they're going to have to do that for the jury.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's still, you know, the fewer people, the fewer tests you're doing on a regular basis.
Well, maybe the jury will go and live in the safety suite.
Possibly.
2 weeks before it started, every single one of them was in a private house being tested and quarantined. Mm-hmm.
That would be so epic if the jury, all just went and lived in the safety suite with sleeping bags. They just all had sleeping bags and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the rest of the time.
Maybe the jury will go to Love Island.
Oh. Did anybody twig on the safety suite that the entrance door is an elevator?
Yes. I did.
So you elevator to the safety suite. Look for that.
It tells me it's in an entirely different studio.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so we go on to the actual HOH competition, which is a game called Mug Shots, where you have to shoot three beers down, like we're talking Oktoberfest style beers, down the bar, down three separate bars, and the bar is separated into point zones. And the further your beer goes down the bar, the more points you get. So I'm not going to go through all of this. I'll just say the winner. Shall I just say the winner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Yes. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Being Tyler, who got it with 12 points in 14.07 seconds. Now, does anybody think, why couldn't they grab another beer if they shot their beer off the end of the bar? Why would they not go back and grab another beer? They had another, you know, everybody had at least three. 15 seconds left after their gameplay.
Why were they only allowed to have
they were told one, they were only allowed one.
That's
one
what per, I thought is that they, by definition, each only got one beer per bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they each all grabbed three, and then some of them put the beers on the barrel next to the bar, and some of them carried all three along with them.
I think they wasted time putting the beer, setting it out first, and then running back to the person.
I think they just should have taken all three with them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
does anybody go ahead?
Kacer did something weird with his. Like he, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember he, like, he tried to set them all down like separately, but then
if you watched him really closely, when Julie kept saying turn around and face the bars, he had himself like halfway done and he was turning the handles towards him so he could just grab them and run.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if anybody caught that, but
I could tell she was trying to get him to turn and face away from the steins, but I didn't know that was why.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. Tyler wins. Mm-hmm. I felt like Kacer threw that competition because he just winged those beers down off the edge of the bar.
I don't know, though. Why would you throw it if you're – because, I mean, again, it should be obvious to Janelle and Kacer that they're at the bottom of the proverbial totem pole. So I'm not sure why you would throw an HOH.
I don't think he did. I think
he was just trying – saw the people ahead of him and was trying to overcompensate for what he thought they were doing. You know, they weren't shoving him hard enough.
Right. It took the first one, you pretty much gave it up trying to figure out how slick – the bar was, and then you could throw the other two, get the points. Seemed like
they did have a chance to practice though earlier in the week,
and you
they usually do, yeah.
But if you missed the first one, you wouldn't have been able to beat Tyler because Tyler had 12, and the most points you could get per bar was 5. So if you miss any of the three, you automatically could not get over his score.
Right.
All right, so Tyler's the big winner, and we go on to the next episode being
Can I make one comment, though, that episode?
Yes.
I just want to say that the last thing in the episode, Julie dropped another nugget of wisdom for us and said, if you have the choice between being right and being kind, always choose being kind. And my favorite Twitter comment this week, I think, was from Mike Lawson. Do you remember what you said in response to that, Mike?
She's talking like my mother. That's all I have to say.
Agreed.
Wonder where it's coming from. It's very like fortune. I didn't mean that, but it's very like last minute kind of like.
Did you say fortune cookie?
You said it. You said it.
Very fortune cookie. You she's said Asian. It.
You said it,
canceled.
Lawson.
We're canceling Mike God. Lawson.
I swear that was not intentional. I swear.
That's the most reaction we've had out of Mike Lawson this whole season.
That was not on purpose, I swear to
God. No.
I know.
Yeah, okay. What?
You'll need to do a prepare a written apology Julie Chen Moonves.
Could you come up with a word of wisdom for the end of this show to make up for that, Mike?
Yes, I will. Working on it.
All right. All right.
Can I just say, though, everyone's being so cynical about this whole thing. Maybe she's just trying to say something nice at the end of the episodes. I mean, what's wrong with
why?
That?
Why? Is
why
she
not
that this year?
I don't know.
It just is awkward. I don't know. That's what I'm commenting on is the awkwardness of it, kind of how unoriginal they all are, because they're all like those phrases that have been used so much that they almost mean nothing. Like, why just? Right. I mean, just continue.
Wear clean underwear because you never know when you're going to get in an accident.
I agree. I just think it's so awkward. It's like out of place when she says it.
Yeah, but we're talking about it, so
yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Anyway. I don't know.
All right.
And now we're all.
I just feel like Julie must go home and cry every night because everyone gives her such a hard time. But maybe not.
She can afford it. She can afford therapy.
Yeah.
Oh. This is true.
So Tyler's the HOH. We start out now. This is Sunday's episode, HOH nominations. Episode 8. Tyler is the HOH. And looks like Janelle and Kaser could be the targets.
Mm. Oh, gee, fancy that.
We learn about this Slick Six alliance that we spoke about a little earlier. There is the have-not swap. Now, David does the right thing, and we all want him to do what? Anyone?
Oh, well, he wanted to put Memphis
up. Put Memphis up, yeah.
Yeah.
But he did.
Why? Yeah. Well, why would you not do that?
Total chicken shit.
Didn't someone go before him and ask for a volunteer again?
No.
I thought he asked for a volunteer. He was first. Mm.
Yeah,
he didn't ask. Enzo just volunteered.
Oh, okay. Because I have Enzo volunteering, but
I mean, maybe he's a chicken, or maybe he's just thinking. Because I could see myself thinking, well, you know, I'm not going to be that person who, you know, who is trying to take out revenge on somebody. I'm just gonna, you know.
Yeah, but so, I mean, that would have moved him to the big boy table in Memphis to the kiddie table.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But also, everyone has to do it once. So what difference does that make? You got to do it in the now or next week.
No. You can't. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, you can't nominate yourself. So right. Like if I'm a have not, I can pick one of you guys, but I cannot pick myself again. And I cannot pick anybody who was also a have-not with me. If you wanted to, two people could be going back and forth with each other the whole season and five or six other people not be a have-not at all. I remember noticing that they built that in when they announced this twist, because I think it's a good
one. That's correct.
However, nobody's been in it twice, right?
Not yet.
Okay.
We've only had
it the second week, right?
We have lots of shows, but it's not that much actual like time for weekly.
But
stuff.
I bet you, when Memphis goes in there eventually, he'll choose David to replace him.
Yeah,
probably. So I think Memphis is a little racist.
Oh
yeah,
I don't
Kaser
know.
Gets asks for a volunteer, and Cody steps up. Franny. Also known as Nicole Frangel, says Janelle.
We can just call her
Nicole now.
Nicole now, because the other Nicole's gone.
True.
Right. So Franny says, "I'm going to nominate Janelle, who likes to talk about me." Comments on that, and then she was like, "Oops, that just popped out."
Did I say that?
That's what stuck out to me is that was in the diary room, and I'm like, "Why are you saying that in the diary room? Like the audience is not gonna because in the diary room she goes, "Oh, I didn't mean to say that out loud." Like, you know, the audience is gonna believe her. And she wasn't even saying it to the rest of the housemates. But I don't know.
She could have been recapping the whole thing. Recapping the whole thing. Well, that was kind of her saying her inner monologue. This is her style, though. She does this thing where she like spits something out and then acts like, I don't know, and she'll cry and it'll be, she's going to be the victim for a week. It's going to be her as the victim and Janelle is the bad guy.
Well, she even set it up. Oh, she's going to be mad at me all week long. She's going to be coming after me all week long. So, but my favorite part was everybody else's reaction, like, holy shit, did she really just say that?
And then Christmas nominated Bailey. There seemed to be a little, I'll do it. Like, was that a preset thing between the two of them? Christmas nominating Bailey for...
I picked up that there was something a little off about it too, but I couldn't figure out why.
I don't know, but she was really quick with it. She didn't hesitate at all. She is like, she already had the name ready. So,
well, it shouldn't be a surprise that you're going to have to do this.
Like, well, true, Nicole true.
Acted like it was.
Right. Okay. So, Memphis says, oh, to Janelle and Kacer, oh, yeah, I'm going to play the safety suite and I'll use it again. I'll use it to save one of you. To Janelle, I think he said, which is a complete lie. And Janelle sussed that out. We go to commercial, we come back, and there's a bidet issue. Something goes wrong with the bidet, Adam. Do you know what happened there?
Yeah. So.
Is that what happens with your bidet?
Meow, meow. Meow, meow.
Oh, I hate that.
Apparently. Stood up too quick or something, and the water squirted all over the floor and the seat.
And the wall, he said.
And whatever.
It was too hot. The door. Do they use hot
water?
Yeah, he
said it was too hot, yeah.
Oh, maybe that was it. And was it Cody? Was it Cody that went in after him and then came out? What I wanted to say is, the thing I've always thought about bidets, and I don't have any story about anything happening to me, but I've always thought, if you have, okay, you have just used the restroom.
Taking a dump.
You have particles of feces on your, you know, nether regions, okay? And water that's squirting out at high velocity, there's going to be some spray that is going to come up from between your legs. You may not see it. So a bidet is basically just squirting fecal matter all over your bathroom. That's what I think. And also, like, what if you miss a little bit? What if you don't prop up quite enough or something and it doesn't squirt right? And you know, and it goes, I don't know. I don't think it's very hygienic. I mean, I know a lot of people think that, you know, I just feel like that's spreading stuff further.
Moosh, you were enjoying that explanation way too much.
When I've used a bidet, I start with paper as normal and then move to the bidet and the water feature.
Okay.
And then I dry off.
See, but a lot of countries that use bidets, they don't use paper at all. So I feel like you're just spraying poo into the air.
Well,
I mean,
that's not what I've found.
You're gonna have Adam prefers the sanitary trim to the bidet.
I was going to say, does the sanitary trim figure into that also?
I bet we can find YouTube about this.
Probably. But I mean, you know.
Well, what I loved is that they had a animated diagram of what a bidet did so that people would know, oh, this is shooting water up your ass.
Okay. Oh, I missed that one.
Anyway, so I don't, and also I was thinking, so when Enzo jumped up really quick, had he been pooing, you know, because then all that water on the floor.
Well, then why else would he be using the bidet part of the toilet if he hadn't been pooping?
Well, that's true. So see, I mean, he jumps up.
What'd you say, Mike?
Just for fun.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, people like to stand up against those jets in the swimming pool and have it shoot up their butt. Oh, never mind. Sorry, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Well, when you don't have a special chair available.
Right. That's why Adam wants to get a hot tub, is so he can shoot the jets up his butt.
Instead of the sanitary backyard bidet trim.
Right.
Adam, you're going to have such an epiphanal awakening once you finally use a bidet or have an enema. It's going to change your life, and you're going to become a completely different person.
I have used a bidet.
Why did I wait till I was 42?
No, I've used one when I was in the Philippines, and they had one in this hotel we were staying in. But I did aim incorrectly, and it shot out first, and I had to reposition myself. So.
Did you have so much poo hanging that it shot
now,
the poo out?
No, I don't. I hope not. But no, actually, this is way too much time we're taking on this. But I'm going to go ahead and say this anyway. The one that we were in had you had to hold it's like a sprayer on a garden hose. So it wasn't down in the toilet. Like you had to like get this garden hose thing in your hand, and it had a trigger.
Like the sprayer on your kitchen sink.
Yeah, yeah. And you had to like lift up and like do this, you know, point it.
Are you sure that wasn't the mini bar?
No, it was.
Adam, don't sit in your kitchen sink.
No,
Adam, most homosexuals call that a douche hose.
I don't know.
But it's usually hanging in your shower.
It had a spray nozzle. It was right. It was attached to the toilet. Anyway, sorry, Faye.
Let's carry on. All right.
YouTube does have many videos, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Oh, perfect.
Maybe you can put some links in the show notes, Adam.
Maybe.
Janelle and Kayser are having a little, you know, tete-a-tete there. They're talking about how, remember 17 years ago we were here and we were best friends and we played cards and blah, blah, blah. Quite the montage. So there was that. Tyler's targeting Janelle and Kayser. I guess we go to the safety suite, hey?
The safety suite
players, there are four. I guess this is the last four players. This must be the week. There must be a rule they have to play by this week. Is that?
Yeah, because they safety suite.
They said a bunch
weeks.
Of stuff about that.
And it's totally pointless because they're all in an alliance together. So, I mean, it's a totally pointless safety suite. Completely.
Right. Okay, so Enzo, Nicole, Memphis, and Danny all go into the safety suite. It's the vault and the laser beams, and you have the giant exercise ball, the sphere. You got to step through the laser beams and not break a beam. Did you notice that Memphis had to lift his balls when he was going through one there? Quick
hit,
shot.
Wait, his literal balls or the ball he was holding?
The ones that are attached to his...
I didn't notice that.
Really?
I didn't notice that either.
I didn't notice that either.
I did notice that he decided that, he just couldn't win this competition because it would be, you know, too much that he would have to, you know, play his cards or
stick
whatever.
His word.
He might have blood on his hands. So he just lays there for 5 minutes or whatever.
I thought it was odd that he just stopped before he finished the course. And, you know, why wouldn't you go ahead and finish running the course and then just sit there by the buzzer and wait?
Well, my explanation for that is that he's found a good opening that was like, you know, easy without a lot of beams nearby.
Where he could sit on the ball, too.
Fatty, mm-hmm. You know about finding good openings. I mean, you know, when they present themselves, then
I do.
I mean, you have
and
to.
By the way, since you mentioned that he had to lift his balls to get over the laser, Chris is going, oh, thank God I recorded that. So he can go back and watch it.
Well, it's pretty subtle, you know, because sure, whatever. Okay,
I'm gonna try to find.
Well,
of course.
So we get the winner times at the end. Nicole, who thought she was doing so good, was the slowest at 15 minutes and 36 seconds. Memphis idled away the time at 14:33.
Which I thought was funny that he sat there for 5 minutes, but yet still was not the longest.
Yes, no. I did too.
Danny does it in 6 minutes and 4 seconds, but Enzo wins with 4 minutes and 41.
And Janelle knew that Memphis threw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Enzo takes Christmas as his... punishment slave, a buddy, punishment friend. What is
yes.
His plus one.
Plus one gets the punishment.
And I'll just call out that Davon kept begging all the people who were going to do the safety suite competition to pick her as their plus one because she said she'd never had a punishment and wanted to wear a costume. And they were all suspicious that she really didn't trust them and thought, you know, that he might put her up. And so that could cause problems in the future.
Then she said in the diary room that it really was that she wanted did. To have a punishment.
But I don't buy that.
I don't either.
I don't know. I always get irritated when people get mad because someone doesn't trust them because I'm like, it's a game. Why would they? You literally
shouldn't trust anyone.
You literally have pulled Davon into a fake alliance to get her on your side, but you're mad that she may not trust you.
Although I will say this, and Mike Lawson will probably agree with me. I think it would have been fantastic had Davon been the plus one and gotten the punishment that's coming up because
I was thinking the same thing. Also, though, like, why wouldn't she tell us, you know, us being the diary room, if she really was scared for her life and trying to get someone to give it to her for that reason? Why wouldn't she tell us? Like, I take her for her word that she kind of just she's there to have fun.
Okay.
You know that.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think she was faking that or whatever. I think she really just wanted to get the punishment.
It's just odd.
But now you mentioned that the punishment is whatever, but I haven't been watching the feed, so you'll have to give us that in the spoiler section.
Okay. Tyler knows that Kacer is a big target. And Kacer is, I believe, in my own opinion, he is a big target. He's being a bit mopey right now, though, isn't he? But Janelle is selling herself as a bigger target than Tyler. And Tyler's kind of going, the editor's going, yeah, she's got a point there. I need a shield. So we go to the nominations. The big key turns. And Tyler nominates. Any guesses? Kacer,
Davon,
Janelle.
I'm starting to do, I hate myself sometimes because I always end up liking the people who are on the bottom, like consistently, like Mike Lawson. Okay. It's an audio podcast. Anyway, he's raising his eyebrows, but no, I mean, I always end up liking the people who get voted off first and then hating the people who go to the end. I hate it.
You liked Nicole A?
I mean, I don't. Nicole A? Oh, yeah, I do like Nicole A, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like the guys who kind of are running the big alliances and then that they tend to be friends with people. You know what I mean? Like it kind of just trickles down into those big alliances. And I kind of care more about these smaller guys that are kind of, you know, weak or more vulnerable anyway. I'm with you.
It toys with my emotions. That's all.
That's all that I have.
Do you start crying also?
No, I don't cry. But it's like the whole season, though, I'm like pulling for people. And then then they get voted out. And then I pick someone else that I'm rooting for. And then they get voted out. And then I pick someone else and then they get voted out. And it's like the whole season I'm like rooting for people as they get voted out. And then
now,
the one who
when
wins.
When you tell that to Mark, does he go, ugh? Okay, sorry.
You need to pick better at the beginning.
I know.
Speaking of picks, do we want to talk about the competition?
Yes.
Well, I don't have any updates for the competition because you guys don't get points until the end.
Yeah, but what about all the people who didn't get to choose last time and they emailed everybody there?
We can. Oh, yeah. So Faye got his, and we're allowing for... So, Faye, why don't you give us your choices?
I don't remember what they are.
Oh, well...
I have them.
Oh, please go ahead.
Faye picked For the Win, Kacer, Comp Beast is Christmas, and Fan Favorite is David. We don't have Alex Lefebvre's picks. Well, and we don't have anybody else's picks.
And I
want Nicole F as my fan favorite, as originally stated before y'all talked me out of it.
Okay.
And the tribe voted. The tribe voted and agreed that you should get Nicole F back. So
now,
so.
Thank you. Adam, you said you were going to have some quiz questions for us.
Not every episode.
Oh, okay.
These are bonus.
When you can remember.
These are bonus points, and okay. It won't be every episode. But yeah, we will.
That'll be cool.
Hey, Sam, where can you be reached?
I am Sam in the H on Twitter.
All right, and Moose, you can't be reached. Chris,
can't be reached.
I'll be at the spa getting my sanitary trim.
Oh,
Archer, where could you be reached?
Pinkballs.com.
Oh yes, thank you.
All right.
Archer.com.
You can find me at Pinkballs, also known as PinkWheelNuts.com.
All right, M. Fatty.
You can find me 7 nights a week on Love Island.
Is it 7 nights a week?
Yes.
It's every goddamn day?
Every day.
For how long?
For about 6 weeks.
Ever.
No, my God, no. Please.
Yeah. Are you doing a recapture for that, Big Fan?
Yeah, Faye's going to take notes for it.
All right.
Thank God I don't have TV.
I can be reached at geekygay.com. We can be reached at buttfirstpodcast.com. And I don't remember what else I say, but from outside the Big Brother house, I'm going to let Mike Lawson have the last word.
If you have to pick someone who hasn't done it before and talks about you. Did I just say that? Oh, my God. And I'm Mike Lawson. Find me at MrMikeLawson.com.
So,
spoilers.
Spoiler time.
Okay,
if anyone wants to
Goodbye.
Leave,
thank you.
Bye, Faye. Go kill that
Bye.
Baby.
Mike, tell them the spoilers. We can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
You're muted.
So you had to unmute yourself all of a sudden. That's a new feature, I think. But anyway, I don't know if this is exactly a spoiler, but it's kind of from the feed, so I didn't say it during the show. But they had to lock the house guests down because somebody was yelling over the fence, fuck Nicole, and saying it was like pro Janelle sort of stuff. But only Cody and maybe Tyler were in the backyard when it happened. And I don't think that they heard it, but
I saw a little video of that on YouTube where they said, house guests, please go to the, you know, wherever,
whatever
room.
They
like right now. Yeah.
Go to the safe room.
But I guess they've had problems with that kind of stuff before. There was something last season. I don't remember what, but somebody was yelling.
Yes.
Like some sort of like spoiler stuff over the fence, which is, I don't know. That's the stuff that's interesting to me, and it won't make it into the show. Right. I feel like that could be a whole episode, and I would love that. But it would just encourage more of it, I guess.
Right, exactly.
Wouldn't it make total sense if those people who were screaming had like "Make Big Brother Great Again" signs or something? Yeah. I mean, it would totally make sense.
All right, you ready?
So yeah, please tell us about the other stuff.
Yeah.
Cody wins the power of veto and does not use it.
Uh oh.
And Christmas has the punishment, and Mike, you tell them what the punishment is.
Well, I don't know exactly because I've only seen parts, so you're gonna have to help. I've just seen the their star babies, whatever that is, and she's like telling stories to them.
She has to. She
tar
she
babies? Has to,
no, not tar babies.
Star babies.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's not
so
the tar babies.
This is riffing off that final star episode. Costume someone had All to right, wear so, the first week.
Which, Sam, it's now connecting. It took me how many episodes? But all of the stuff is star related because it's all star season.
Right.
Ugh, I don't know why I just got that now. But
anyway, she has to take care of the star baby, okay? And she has to push it around in the baby buggy and all this kind of stuff. Well, they keep adding babies. and she has to name them, and she has to take care of them. She's up to 9 star babies now.
9 tar babies, my God.
And can you just imagine Davon having to take care of 9 crying babies in the Big Brother house?
Wait, they
although
cry
she has
too?
Her own child, though.
Oh, they do. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if she has to like change them or feed them or anything like that.
Oh, good.
But
heavens.
She has. She's always and she has to name them and they're.
So they must
it's
be
the high tech version of that home ec project.
Yeah,
where they you carry an egg or a bag of flour around for a week to prove how much you don't want to have a teen pregnancy.
Right. So who do y'all think will go home, Janelle or Kacer?
Janelle.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people don't like Janelle, but they may at the last minute decide Kacer is the bigger threat. I'm not sure.
Chris. Yeah, flip a coin, in my opinion.
I'm not so sure either. I want Janelle to stay, but you know, if she has to go, she has to go.
I like both of them, so I'm bummed. But, you know, like I said, that's the story of my life. So,
okay, so whoever Adam thinks it is, everybody else picks the opposite.
It's whoever I like the most. They're going to go home, which is Janelle. I like between Janelle and Kacer, I like Janelle better. So she's probably going home. All right, any other spoilers?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, everyone have a good evening, and we will end it here.
By the way, Adam, is this show part of the Pride 48 Network?
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
Lovely to see you all.
Yeah.
You too. Yes.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Toodles.
See you next week.